This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? So yesterday, my phone did not stop dinging. Every 2 minutes, notification. Don't forget to fast the 13th, 14th of the month of Rajab. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the first of the white days, Al-Ayyam al-Bid. And I was like, it's so cool, subhanAllah, you know, how we're always so keen on following in the footsteps of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just that, but reminding one another, which what makes us as Muslims unique, the reminder, the tathkira, reminding one another, pulling one another to doing good and hopefully Rabbi gaining the reward. And I remembered a hadith that I came across a while ago. And, you know, I've been thinking about this hadith a lot, subhanAllah, with what's going on in Yemen. And it made me feel like sometimes we are selective in what we follow in the sunnah and what we don't, right? Certain things that we feel are closer to our heart, we follow. And certain things we don't, although it's still a sunnah or it's still something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about or recommended or spoke highly of. And the hadith basically happened in the setting, the group of sahaba sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the men said, the best of men are the men of Najd. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied saying, no, the best of men are the men of Yemen, right? Belief or iman or faith is Yemeni, and I am Yemeni, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called himself to be of the people of Yemen, right? Whether it's through the idea of ancestry or through the fact of their mannerisms and their virtue in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the guidelines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that he called himself to be one of the people of Yemen made me think to myself, we try so hard to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to come on the Day of Judgment and say, Ya Rasulullah, we did everything the way you told us, the way everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. We want to be, you know, worthy of your shafa'ah, your intercession. We want to be able to drink from your blessed hands, a drink that we will never ever, you know, feel thirst after. But then I also imagined the people of Yemen coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, but these people, Ya Rasulullah, did not support us. They did not stand up for us. They knew what was going on in Yemen, how it's a war zone, how people are dying, not out of bullets, but from hunger. Our brothers and sisters in Yemen are dying from hunger. And what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we going to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How have we really stepped up and stood up for our brothers and sisters in Yemen? The people whom he called himself to be one of them. Don't just walk away. Stop and think about it. Are we being selective in how we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or are we going to really support and stand up for our brothers and sisters in Yemen? Please join me and swipe up and help our brothers and sisters today. Don't just scroll down and say, oh, it's another message. It's not. Wallahi, think about it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.